My name is Tom Rowe, and you're listening to the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, newspapers, magazines, blogs, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The ProPublica website reports that New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand are in favor of the Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, H.R. 3261. The Senate version is called Protect IP Act, or PIPA. The bill would allow U.S. law enforcement and copyright holders far more latitude to fight online intellectual property theft. WGXC has sent a message to Representative Chris Gibson's press representative to find out the Kinderhook Republicans' position on the issue, which we will then report. Opponents of the bill, who believe it goes too far and will slow free ideas and commerce, plan to shut down their websites on Wednesday, January 18th, to protest the proposal. Wikipedia announced on Monday, January 16th, that it was joining the blackout, which also includes Reddit and Boing Boing, while Google and eBay are also coming out against the bill. On Sunday, Senate Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada, said on Meet the Press that he plans to bring the online piracy legislation to a vote next week. Glenn Bain in the New York Daily News reports that Education Secretary Arne Duncan warned New York that the state could lose close to $1 billion in federal school funding if it makes no progress on a system to grade teachers, a higher figure than previously reported. The money includes $700 million in federal Race to the Top money. Now, the feds have also tacked on $100 million in school improvement grants and nearly $200 million in teacher incentive funds. According to the Daily News, Albany is also piling on as Governor Andrew Cuomo threatens to link state school funds to the adoption of new teacher evaluations. The battle pits the governor against the teachers' union and Democrats in the state assembly. Cuomo accused the assembly of protecting the teachers' union at the expense of the students when they adopted a 2010 law. The law makes it possible for each school district and teachers' union to negotiate new teacher evaluations. Negotiations with the United Federation of Teachers broke down in December. The 2012 budget currently calls for a 4% boost in total school aid. Prattsville's website has a large section of recently updated progress reports of the town's efforts to recover from the floods associated with Hurricane Irene last August. For instance, a Friday, January 13th post explains the current plan to create senior housing in Prattsville. Quote, senior housing Michael Weston talked about the need to investigate further the need for life stages housing in the region. The community has many senior residents who could benefit from a walkable community with services nearby that seniors may need. After some discussion, it was agreed that a housing marketing survey be conducted to investigate the housing needs as well as the support systems that are available for seniors. The marketing study should include housing needs for the special needs populations as well. Michael Welty suggested that Margaret Irwin would be willing to conduct such a marketing survey. Stephen Baker discussed that they are ready to organize a 12 senior housing project. The housing subcommittee in Prattsville has tentative plans to meet again January 28th. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo released his budget proposal today, Tuesday, January 17th at 2 p.m. at the Egg in Albany, which was streamed live at newsroom.wgxc.org and through governor.ny.gov. Funding for Townsend Green and Columbia counties remained flat in the governor's proposal. And while the funding for each local town remains the same, Cuomo does propose some mandate relief and taking some Medicare costs away from the towns. Quote, Governor Cuomo has put in his executive budget strong measures to relieve local governments of burdensome mandates, unquote, Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said in a press release quoted in the Albany Times-Union. Quote, his changes to the Medicaid program and pension reform promise real, long-lasting relief for property taxes. Our state will benefit from the governor's leadership on mandate relief, and I commend him for putting forward a plan that puts the people first and makes the right decisions to get our state back on the right track, unquote. Here's a short clip of Governor Cuomo's budget address today from Albany.
Budget is different. So the first page is different. It's an executive budget and reform plan. Normally you're presented an executive budget, but this is both a budget and a reform plan. We'll go over five aspects of it. The first is a budget plan, financial plan, as you're accustomed to being presented. And then an economic development plan, what we call reimagining government mandate relief and addressing the education crisis, which are really elements of a reform plan.
Republican State Senator James Seward, who represents Greene County in Albany, agreed with the Democratic governor.
Overall, the governor's proposed new budget is a sound continuation of last year's progress that we saw in the last year's state budget. We're closing a much smaller deficit this year, $2 billion, without resorting to new taxes, fees, or borrowing. It's done through spending restraints. That's just where we need to be. And so I thought overall the governor's presentation was a sound one. I was particularly pleased that the governor has opened the door to the state takeover of more of the county's share of the Medicaid expenses.
Kinderhook Republican Supervisor Pat Gratton recently announced he wants to televise local Kinderhook Town Board meetings, and now that he is also chairman of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, he wants those meetings on local cable access channels too. During a pre-recorded interview that airs Wednesday, January 18th at 10 a.m. At Issue with host Victor Mendolia, Gratton said he hoped to make the meetings more transparent for both the public and the supervisors. Here's a clip of a short excerpt of Pat Gratton's interview that airs today on At Issue.
My goal for the first few months here is to do the following: one of those goals was already accomplished. Is every supervisor has in their possession a copy of the rules of the Board of Supervisors that was given out at the organizational meeting. And I know that was done in the past, but I don't think anybody ever said, yes, here it is. Here's a copy of the rules of the Board of Supervisors. In addition, I also made sure that every supervisor is provided by the default provisions for the rules of the Board of Supervisors, which is to say, if there is not an issue is not covered by the rules, it is covered by the rules of the New York State Assembly, and every supervisor has a copy of that also. So now, going forward, every supervisor has a knowledge of what our rules, our parliamentary rules are, the rules for setting up committees, the rules for a roll call vote. And I think that's a healthy thing to do because everybody now understands is what the procedure is for a monthly meeting or how the organizational meeting is constructed. The second thing I'd like to do is I spoke with our controller. To go into a system whereas at the Board of Supervisors meeting, each supervisor gets a digest of the revenues received in the prior calendar month, the expenses of the county, and the amount of money the county actually has on hand in its bank accounts. This is a simplified financial report, but it'll give everybody immediate knowledge of where we are financially as a county. The other thing is that I'm striving to do and is to have the monthly meetings filmed for recorded in audiovisual format to be played on the public access channels in the county.
Today is Wednesday, January 18th. 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts Wednesday in Leeds there's a slight chance of snow showers between 7 a.m. and noon, otherwise mostly sunny with a temperature falling to around 25 by 5 p.m., windy with a northwest wind between 23 and 29 miles per hour and gusts up to 50 miles per hour, overnight low around 12. The forecast for the rest of the week, Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers after 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 28, low around 16. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 26, low around 16. Saturday, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 32. Sunday, a little bit warmer, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Today is the third Wednesday of the month, and in Catskill, there is a town meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street. Columbia County has its Human Services meeting at 4 p.m. at the County Office Building at 401 State Street in Hudson. Ghent, there's a Planning Board session at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall. Greene County, the Legislature meets at 6:30 p.m. at the County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Hudson, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. Sun rises at 7:20 a.m. and sets at 4:54 p.m. The moon rises at 7:46 in the evening, and last night's moon sets at 8:30 a.m. this morning. Tune in to the Catskill Review of Books at 3 p.m., and they'll be discussing Greek myths with host Ian Williams from WJFF in Jeffersonville. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.